Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I was hoping that I would bump into Matthew Collar at NBA Summer League. But, you know, he makes the trek out west a little bit after me. Johnny come lately. But he loves some football, and we all love football. Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, joins us. He returns here on the Lake Show. Matthew, a long time no talk, but football's here.
Oh, football is here, absolutely. But I did have to sneak out to Las Vegas to see Lady Gaga kick off her tour. That's why.
How was that?
The wife. Oh, dude, it was unbelievable. I mean,
give me the breakdown. Give me a review.
Even if you don't know her music that well, like, the show is mind-blowing. Like, it's not just her singing, it's the band. It's kind of like a Broadway show in some ways. Like, there's so many things that go into it, and she kind of has this mayhem story that goes through the songs, and there's, like, different versions of the songs.
Hello?
The whole thing, I mean, it was amazing. It was fantastic. So if anybody gets a chance, but I don't think she's coming here, which is why we wanted to find a way to see her.
Okay. All right. So real quick, could you kind of cut out there for a second, actually a couple of times. Where did you see her perform at? And I'm assuming it was not at the Sphere.
No, unfortunately, it wasn't at the Sphere. Sorry, the phone cut out. It was at the, I forget what the T-Mobile Arena is what it's called, the hockey arena. So yeah.
Yep.
It was in there, and she actually, you know, she could play stadiums if she wanted to, but she actually decided for this tour that she didn't want to play stadiums so she could have kind of more creative control, I think, was the thing, and, you know, it turned out great. So definitely one of the best shows I've ever seen.
All right, football is upon us. Training camp has started for the Minnesota Vikings. I guess here in the first opening week of training camp kicking off, anything stand out to you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is like how it would look in the first couple days with JJ McCarthy. I thought day one was pretty smooth. We were indoors. So that kind of changes the dynamic a little because it was raining. But it was pretty smooth on day one. They didn't do a lot. There was only a handful of 11 on 11 reps and just sort of getting ramped up. But McCarthy picked up where he left off, which was in a really good place after minicamp. Looked in control and hit a couple of throws down the field. One of them was 50, 60 yards to Jordan Addison and, you know, so forth. So it looked good. And then today, first time outside, was a little more, I would say, disjointed of a practice. Defense ahead of the offense kind of thing. Starting to get some of that install going on and get down, you know, the basics. And then Justin Jefferson left practice with some too serious, but
wait. Say that one more time. So wait. You got to repeat that part because it cut out again. I don't know what's going on, but it cut off when you said Justin Jefferson left practice and then it went blank.
Oh, I'm sorry. Plane went right over me. I wonder if that is the problem there. So anyway, well, Jefferson left practice with some tightness, and after he went out, now there's nothing wrong. Like, he's not going to be out any amount of time. He stood on the sideline and watched the rest of practice, so that's not going to be an issue, but When the other receivers were in there, like clearly it was a lot different, right? And I think that that's, you know, one of those things where he started to build chemistry with Jordan Addison and with Jefferson and with Hockenson.
I don't know what's going on with.
Are we struggling?
We're struggling a little bit. It's like every like minute or so, it'll cut out for like 3 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Somebody sabotaged you. Have you paid the bill?
I think I have. Do you want Chris to call me back?
Do you want to call him back?
I'll call him back.
All right, let's call him back. Yeah, we'll do that. See, that is a radio pro right there. Matthew Collar gets it. He's like, we got to figure out what's going on, what's the setup here, why does it keep cutting out, whatever. Because it doesn't make for great radio for people out there listening that are like, what's going on with Matthew Collar's cell phone or his house phone or I don't know what phone. But he's a pro. He's a pro's pro. So we're going to check back in with him for a second. Yeah, that right when he was talking about Justin Jefferson, I was like, oh, no, don't go out now. But to hear that it was just a little bit of, you know, tightness or stiffness, whatever, that all is good. He sat on the sidelines and kind of watched the rest of the practice. That makes me feel good about all that's happening. All right, we got you back here, Matthew. I appreciate that. I mean, you're a pro's pro, man. You know the drill.
Yeah, so hopefully our connection here is good now. But, you know, so Jefferson was okay. The other receivers got in. I thought it was interesting that Rondale Moore was kind of the first guy that came off of the bench to go in for Justin Jefferson. And it has to be a conversation with a very likely suspension coming from Jordan Addison of who is the next man up at wide receiver. And I think our first look at it today was kind of, there's going to need to be a lot of progress here for some of these guys to get on the same page with McCarthy because it wasn't the smoothest practice. The other thing that's sort of looming over this camp so far is Josh Metellus' situation where he didn't practice today. They said it was an ankle injury. You know, was it really an ankle injury or is he still in the negotiation process? That I'm not 100% sure about. But he is also moving back to a more traditional safety spot where Cam Bynum played last year. And he's had so much success being in this sort of hybrid box safety type of role.
Yep.
It represents kind of a big change there for Brian Flores' defense. But, I mean, so far, like, this is a very talented team. It's a veteran team. The practices have been fine. But those are just kind of a couple things that stood out.
Yeah, we're talking to Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider, here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I want your take on my take. I gave this take a week or so ago. And my take is this about Jordan Addison. I want a suspension. And it's pretty simple. I believe in accountability. When people make mistakes and they do things that put them on the radar the first time with the speeding, and then you pop up the next offseason and you have another incident, which is a severe thing in terms of a DUI, then, yeah, you need to face some consequences. Not only because that's a serious offense, but also because he needs to learn the lesson in his professional life that, you know what, man, I got to get my stuff together, man. I'm going to face some consequences if I don't learn from my mistakes. And I hope that he does learn from his mistakes. I didn't want him getting off scot-free. I want him to be suspended for a couple of games. Your thoughts?
No, I completely agree with you. And, of course, from a football perspective, the Vikings don't want him suspended for any games because – I think he's one of the guys that has come back to training camp looking really good. And he's already a great player. He should, but I think he's looked stronger. I think he's put some muscle on. And he also spent time this offseason working out with Justin Jefferson, spending some time on the side working out with J.J. McCarthy as well. And that's a big deal for him because I think that he was a little more on the recluse side over the last couple of years, the first two seasons that maybe didn't do stuff like that, and this is kind of a year where he could take another step. But at the same time, you do hope that he learned from a year of things going on, whether it was legal cases, court dates, being in the news constantly for when the next court date is going to be. And then, you know, according to his agent, spent some time working with Mothers Against Drunk Driving, learning their story and learning about the consequences of driving while impaired. And then, you know, now that's on your permanent record when you take a plea deal out in Los Angeles. And it's very likely that he gets suspended for at least two games, maybe three. I think three is the projection, but it's possible they could lower it just on sort of good behavior over the last year. But that's a lot. That's a lot of consequences off of one night's action. And I agree with you, because if he does learn that lesson and he does have another really strong year and maybe even better than last year, I mean, we're talking about somebody that you can pair with Justin Jefferson for the next, what, 7 years? I mean, you could have this be a connection for a long time, similar to what Cincinnati has with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, or Philadelphia with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Like, you'd have one of the top three or four wide receiver pairings in the league for a long time. Think about the value of that. But if it goes the other way and he doesn't learn from this sort of thing, then you might be talking about not even signing him to a contract extension. They can have that conversation with him even next summer,
yep,
about a contract extension, but they have to feel really good about where he's at in order to do that.
But let me ask you this, just as a side note, talking about receivers, Jalen Naylor, is there another level for that guy, or do we think that he is what he is?
Well, I think that there's definitely another level for him. Sometimes it can be hard to see it because it's always Addison and Jefferson. So whoever the third wide receiver is just sort of has to slide in wherever they are. Last year, he did a really good job in spurts and in moments. Like, you remember against the Packers at home at the end of the season, had a couple of big catches, a long touchdown. Against San Francisco early in the year, he had a great catch that kind of put the 49ers away. I think that he has football speed. Like, I don't know what his 40 is. Doesn't matter. He is really fast, and I think he can make plays down the field. But I think it's about becoming more of a complete wide receiver. And what we've seen from him is, I think he took that seriously in the offseason, because he definitely put an emphasis on that. And I also think he realizes, like, if Jordan Addison gets suspended for 3 games, he steps into that role and performs well, and he's going to be a free agent after the year. I mean, he could get a pretty darn big contract from somebody if he shows what he can do. So I think he's put in the work to try to, you know, get there to that point. But when you play in this offense, the football doesn't always come to you if you're wide receiver 3 with so many other options. I mean, even today, you know, J.J. McCarthy's throwing to Jordan Mason sometimes. You're like, oh, that's not even a guy I think about in the passing game. And yet, there he is. Even someone like Josh Oliver. So they have so many weapons. But I think when Addison goes out, we could really see a breakout from Jalen Naylor.
All right, so help me with this. The number one question I have regarding the defense of the Minnesota Vikings is cornerback play. What's your assessment of what we're likely to see early on with regards to the cornerbacks in the secondary?
So, yeah, the cornerback situation is interesting because as of this moment, Jeff Okudah is playing with the first team. Now, that's not something that I would prefer in the long run, unless it's one of those great stories where a guy is a big bust and then becomes a great player.
Sam Darnold. Vikings.
I was going to say, it's not like we've never seen it before, but it is pretty rare, though, for corners, defensive linemen, receivers, and, you know, Laquon Treadwell is probably on his 14th team because people always sign first-round draft picks. I think that they want Mekhi Blackmon to win that job eventually, but as of right now, it's Jeff Okudah because he's the veteran player, and it is possible that playing a certain role, which is kind of what Shaq Griffin did for them last year, just when they're in the nickel package, he's out there, but you're not looking at a lot of proven elements of this cornerback group and even of the secondary in general. It's really only Harrison Smith and Byron Murphy who have big sample sizes of playing well, and Josh Metellus, but they've, you know, put Theo Jackson out there quite a bit. Isaiah Rogers is, I would say, half proven. Like, he's played enough snaps to be in the NFL, but he's never played a full season of snaps. I think he's looked fantastic so far in training camp, which I know is 2 days. I'll count mini camp as well. I think he looks like a starting outside corner in the NFL, but Okudah's really got to prove it because his past in the NFL has been really not good.
You're 100% right. But, you know, I think that the thing it feels like with Okudah is that the beginning of his NFL career, it just seems like it's been cursed by injury. I'm not sure that Jeff Okudah is a guy that I hate his actual cornerbacking talent. It just seems like it's been marred and just cursed with injury. If this guy can stay healthy, knock on wood, maybe he's got a chance to develop into something. But like you just mentioned, I mean, it's not like we haven't seen those big comeback stories before in the National Football League, because we have seen those.
All the time. I mean, if someone's a first or second round draft pick, even if they're the biggest bust, like Lewis Cine is still in the NFL, which is insane because he couldn't even come close to the field for the Minnesota Vikings. But yet some team is always going to pick a guy up and say, we'll give him a chance. Normally, you don't see that guy being someone you have to rely on. So, that would be the thing. If they're not thrilled with how Mekhi Blackmon looks through this first part of training camp and they're going to go with Okuda, then I think that you're kind of in wait-and-see mode there for him to prove that that talent can actually come to fruition. Because even when he has been healthy over his career, it's not like it's been impressive when he's been in the games. And I do think that Brian Flores, and I was actually talking to Byron Murphy about this today, that Brian Flores and this culture and these coaches, Durante Jones is the defensive back coach, I think will someday, very soon, be a defensive coordinator. They do a great job getting the most out of these guys. We saw a good season from Gilmore last year, a good season from Griffin. And look, I mean, no one paid Shaq Griffin any money in free agency, but he had a good year here last year. So yeah. I think it is a position that they can elevate what's there, and that would maybe be your best argument for Jeff Okuda.
Hey, thanks so much, Matthew. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to the Thursday night conversations, man, here on the show, talking some your favorite thing, the football.
Oh, football? Oh, yeah. I'll be ready.
And Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
All right, take care. That's Matthew Collar. Check out his fine work at Purple Insider. Always joining us during the football season on Thursdays right here on the Lake Show, as I hit my mic, and I shouldn't. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll come back. I got another thing with the Vikings I want to get to next. All right, talking Vikings here, this segment, 651-461-9226. A question that was asked this morning with Vanita Sakkar. She asked me about, like, can we get excited? Yes, of course. I think that every fan base gets excited. And yes, we should be excited for J.J. McCarthy. Now, it doesn't mean anything, getting excited. Like, I think that we all have the right to get excited because he's the shiny new toy. He's the new quarterback in town. It doesn't mean that he's going to be ready to be successful game one or the first month or whatever. We'll see how this plays out. But do you have the right to be excited? Yeah, I think everybody has the right to be excited. Let's go to Steve and Savage. He wants to weigh in on the Vikes. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Henry. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Thanks for the phone call.
I like your show. Hey, listen, I was just had a few moments here, and I thought I'd give you a holler here. My opinion on the Vikings from this year, and of course this is way early, but it looks like they have the potential, and they got the makings to go a long way this year. The offensive front line is good. The defense is seemingly pretty good, but our strength is going to be the running backs and mostly our wide receivers. And I'm disappointed in the fact that we didn't bring aboard Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers can drop that ball where those guys need to be and make it easier for them to get it. I'm not knocking J.J. McCarthy, but I just think that by the time J.J. McCarthy comes around to be able to do that kind of stuff, these guys are long gone and out of their prime.
I guess the issue is this, and I'll let you hop back in after I make my comment. I'll let you hop back in and give me your take. I think the issue with that though is, how long were you going to wait on Aaron Rodgers? It was on Aaron Rodgers. Like they said,
I was thinking a one year deal this year.
No. But I'm not even talking about a 1 year deal, because that's all you could do with him. You couldn't do anything more than a 1 year deal because you got J.J. McCarthy still. What I'm saying is that how long were you going to wait? Like he was in this whole like I'm waiting and seeing, and the Vikings are like, well, hold on, we are interested in you. Can you tell us what you're feeling, what the vibe is and all that? And it just seemed like he wasn't ready to do anything, and they had to move. I think that they were in a position where they just had to move on because they've got a young quarterback.
They've
got to get him groomed up. And now we find out, I think, a lot about why Aaron Rodgers kind of took so long, because it sounds like he got married here in the offseason. So he had, like, some personal stuff that he was doing. But my point is that is that the Vikings, I don't think that they were in a position where they could wait all day. I think that the Pittsburgh Steelers, who did not have any quarterback waiting in the wings,
I think
they were in a position to wait that long.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's, you know, there's truth to that. There is. And, you know, I wish that I, you know, the last time the Vikings were in the Super Bowl, I was there.
What?
So it's, I was there. I was at the, in the Rose Bowl.
Man, you're lucky.
And, oh, yeah.
You're lucky because I've never been alive and seen them in a Super Bowl.
Well, I'll tell you some stories sometime.
Oh, man.
But it was a great event. It really was. Unfortunately, the outcome didn't turn out to be the way we liked. But the Raiders were a good team. They were tough, there's no doubt. But, you know, the Vikings had a great team that year, too. And I think they're kind of approaching that this year. And I'm not going to put all my hope in the McCarthy yet.
Yep.
But we got receivers. You know, in a couple of years, you know, Jefferson, he's not going to be what he was last year or maybe even this year. And, you know, these guys are in their prime, and this could be a great year for them to go if the quarterback works out.
Yeah. Hey, Steve and Savage, I appreciate the phone call, my man. Call anytime, man. Great phone call.
All right. I
appreciate it. Look, Justin Jefferson is the best receiver in football. He's the best receiver in football. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear this stuff. I know that Ja'Marr Chase has got great numbers and all that. Justin Jefferson, JJ, Mr. Gritty, is the best receiver in football. This is the part of the team, though, that concerns me the most. The secondary.
Yeah, very.
We do not have a proven cornerback.
Very thin, very unproven.
We do not have a proven cornerback. Last year, who was the cornerback we brought in? Gilmore.
Stephon Gilmore.
He played well. He actually did. Now he started to falter a little bit late in the year, but that's because he's an older, aging
quarterback. Yeah, it's
kind
of like what they did with Patrick Peterson when they brought him.
Patrick Peterson was actually good for a couple years.
Yeah, and this is the year they didn't bring in one of those old vets.
They didn't.
They brought in, you know, Okuda. You know, they're trying to, you know. And again, I have trust in Brian Flores with this because I think that Brian Flores deserves the benefit of a doubt. Let me say this when it comes to J.J. McCarthy. I'm excited about the unknown because the last time we had a rookie quarterback, first-round pick Teddy Bridgewater, Teddy was not the physical specimen that J.J. McCarthy is. You go back before that, Dante Culpepper. So it's the possibility of having a young quarterback and watching him mature because he could end up being C.J. Stroud.
And that's the exciting part about it.
Yes.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a great take. That might be the best take you've ever had on this show.
Well, that's saying something because I've had
take. But in all seriousness, that's a great take, and I'm going to tell you why. You brought up Teddy. Adrian Peterson was a monster.
Mm-hmm.
When Dante, the best receiver on the planet, was here.
Yes.
And Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Like, and JJ's the best receiver on the planet.
Yeah.
So I think you might be onto something.
You pair the best receiver on the planet with a young quarterback? Like,
Let me look at this right now. Hold on. I'm going to put this in my phone.
Okay.
Fantasy football draft JJ McCarthy.
First round.
I'm going to go slap up on the board at the draft party. JJ. Justin Jefferson's already gone. McCarthy.
That's right.
Take that.
Yes. You're going to do that backwards. I love it. Troll, baby, troll. Don't they say Roll Tide? Troll Lake. That's what I say.
He's the real JJ. I got the real JJ on my team.
You know what? With a real JJ, please stand up. Please stand up. Yes, I'm the real JJ. You other JJs, never mind.
Because we are kind of moving a lot of things around, we've got technical issues.
I had
a busy day with the Twins. We're just shuffling a lot of things around here on the Lake Show. More Lake Show. We got 90 more minutes of this foolishness.
Oh, man.
We got weather. That's coming up next.
Michelle, help us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How are things looking, Chris? All right, so...
I think I'm in. So I got to see if the file's there, though.
I want to have some fun here. I want to have some fun here on this side.
It's like Christmas.
She doesn't know that this is coming, but Michelle, let's talk about Michelle for a
Michelle,
second.
Michelle, my belle.
All right, I want to have some fun here. In all seriousness, all right, and I've said this before, and this is just how it is in this industry. There are people like myself that you get the popularity, you get like the billboard, you get the FaceTime. No, I'm just saying, like you get the credit. The people that actually deserve the credit or the people behind the scenes. And I've said this before. It doesn't matter what station you go to. It's every TV station. It's every radio station. The people behind the scenes, they make it go. The people that hit the buttons, the people that make sure that we're on the airways, the producers, the engineers, all that stuff, whatever. The reason why I say this is because let's just say the WCCO from time to time, we have some technical difficulties. We're technically challenged at times. And we got people like Michelle that are able to, you know, make sure that we're good to go. They get us set up. They make sure that we are successful. Like, she's that coach that makes sure that, you know, we have the opportunity to be successful. Does it mean that we always execute it? Maybe not, right? Like, I'll wear that.
Execute is subjective.
Give Michelle props. Come on now. Oh, you're taking a shot at us?
Yeah, I'm taking a shot at us. No.
I'm about to say, don't be taking a shot at her.
No, she's the master.
I know.
You don't ever want to make her mad.
All right, but this is my question for Michelle. Michelle, are you... As an engineer, and this is a totally organic a question on the radio. This is not like a segment that we had planned out, but who gives a damn? Like, what is Brad going to do? Fire me for talking to the engineer live on the airways? No, he's not going to do that. My question is this.
They tried that once.
Is your life like one of those, like, 24/7, you're on call? Like you're always, like, so you're somebody that your phone is literally 24/7 attached to you.
Yes, and I do get the 3:30 a.m. calls from Steve Simpson in the newsroom occasionally, probably once a week.
All right, so I mean, do you ever get a good night's rest would be the next question.
good question.
Because there's always got to be a little bit of nerves because, seriously, you have stations that depend on you.
Yes, occasionally I might partake in some helpful supplements.
Yeah.
To get some rest.
What?
I hear you.
I'm not sure, like, what I can say about that.
Now, we're talking about Shaw.
Now you got my attention.
Come on. Now we got Josh Allen doing commercials for Nate Shaw to get some sleep. So we're all good here. But yeah, no, I think it really does speak to, like, there are some people that they just can't turn it off. Like at 9 o'clock, when the show's done, I go home. If something happens at 11 p.m. or midnight or 1 a.m., sometimes, Michelle, you got to answer the call. And same thing happens for Brad or for Lindsay. Like so those are the people behind the scenes that have to. That's just a different type of lifestyle.
Yeah, they answer the call and then they call me.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I know. You ultimately, like, you're the person that gets the call after the initial call.
That is true. Yes. All right.
Well, I mean, I'll say this. You deserve a really, like, lengthy vacation.
But then
she can't go anywhere.
Both. You need both. A raise and a vacation. But this is the funny thing about it. Like, even when you're on vacation, there's somebody that has to be called, though.
Yes.
Like,
cause, and that is me. Yes.
Because, and the reason why I bring this up is because, no, we had this like a couple of months ago. I think that you were on vacation or getting ready to go on vacation on the West Coast. I won't say which city, but a city I just departed from. And I feel like something happened and you were like, well, you're going to have to call me. And I'm like, that kind of sucks that I'm calling her and she's on vacation. Like, how does that work?
Yes.
Because you are our engineer.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Yeah. So this is what I say to all the people out there listening, and that includes the higher ups here. She deserves a raise, and she deserves additional vacation days. It's not up to me; it's up to the powers that be at Odyssey. But I'm just saying.
But are they really vacation days when I'm on call?
Yeah, but you can cash them in though, even if they're not
vacation days.
Nope. Oh, you know what? Ah, yes, true. You got to burn them. You got to burn them.
So what can we do that would give her that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I don't know.
Got to think.
I'll let you know.
I'm just trying to help. That's all I'm trying to do myself.
No, she has bailed us out. Yeah. I mean, she's bailed me. Well, not bailed, but she's...
And thanks for bailing me out here this segment. I appreciate it. That's been fun.
Yeah.
That's been fun. Now, Michelle, she's awesome. She is awesome. But in all seriousness,
yes,
to the listening audience out there, like, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, the people behind the scenes, they make it happen. They're the ones that make the magic. Like, yeah, of course, from like a creative, a content perspective, and and booking guests and talking about certain topics, all that. That's what I'm paid to do, whatever. But it don't mean a damn thing if we can't get on the air.
I know. Well,
you know?
And the thing is, like, when you come in and you see, okay, this is down, and then, you know, you're like, okay,
yes,
well,
the internet works now.
Something else. Well, that's what I was so excited over here. I mean, that's, yeah, what? Did you think that it was only my computer?
No, I know it was everybody's computer. I'm just saying, like that's a thing.
I know. That's a genuine reaction. But it really is. When things are going down and you still have to put together a radio show, but you can't access certain websites or certain files, and you're literally just sitting here trying to piece it together segment by segment. And meanwhile, you know, she's like a duck, right? Paddling underneath the surface. Everything seems cool. But yeah, the behind the scenes producers, engineers, IT, it's amazing. Like, when things go well, it's because they did their job.
All right, so real quickly, I'm getting some breaking news here. This hits home.
Oh no, it's not another death, is it?
No, it's not another death, and okay. I'm glad it's not another death. But
I can't take it.
It was somebody hospitalized, and this is close to home. Kansas's head coach Bill Self was hospitalized after experiencing some concerning symptoms, and he had two stents inserted.
Oh, wow.
Quote, the procedure went very well, and he is expected to make a full recovery. He is in good spirits and expects to be released from the hospital soon. So, first off, wishing Coach Self the best. I love Bill Self. He's an amazing guy. He's 62 years old or 62 years young because he's a young dude. And I'm talking about, like, he's even younger than his age. The way that he interacts with his recruits also, he's an awesome dude. He's like one of my favorite college basketball coaches of all time. I loved him when he was at Illinois. And then by me going to Kansas, like, I got a chance to cover KU basketball and get to know him a little bit or whatever. Awesome guy. So now when I get off the air, I'm going to have to hit up Ochai Agbaji and the people in Kansas, because Ochai's going to have his basketball camp here this weekend. And I'm sure that he was going to be around some of the KU guys and all that stuff, whatever. Yeah. So my point in bringing this up is that this is kind of concerning, because Bill Self has had some stuff. He's had some heart issues. So in 2023, he missed the Big 12 and NCAA tournaments. He was hospitalized due to chest tightness.
That's right. I remember that.
And some balance concerns. He underwent something called a heart catheterization and had two stents placed for the treatment of blocked arteries. So now the...
And they didn't tell, like, what he was hospitalized for tonight? It was just general symptoms?
I just said it. It says he had two stents inserted.
Oh, I thought he had that earlier. I'm sorry.
No, that was back in 2023. Today, he was hospitalized after having some concerning symptoms and had two stents inserted.
Okay, I got you.
So this is, the reason why I bring this up is because when we talk about the nature of college athletics, we've seen a lot of the great step away. We've seen Nick Saban step away. We saw, what's the Villanova head coach? I'm blanking on his name now.
Jay Wright?
Jay Wright step away. We've seen a lot of people step away. Now, step away because they didn't want to deal with NIL and all this other stuff, whatever, the new NCAA stuff they have to deal with. The reason why, number one, I'm thinking about this so much is because, number one, I hope that Bill Self is okay, he fully recovers, and he's the coach at KU for another decade. The other thing about it, though, is because I'm a KU fan, I wonder what this looks like for the program. Kansas Jayhawk basketball is one of the top five programs in the nation, okay? He has had a lot of turnover on his staff. Coach Norm Roberts just retired.
Yeah, what kind of message does that send to recruits?
Well, not necessarily for, I mean, because he's got his team ready to go for this year. But I'm talking about just in terms of stability. Norm Roberts just left and retired 2 months ago. A week and a half ago, I saw Coach Roberts at NBA Summer League. And we were dapping it up, and I was like, man, happy retirement. Mm-hmm. And so I got a chance to talk to him. Another member of the staff at KU, Coach Q, he moved on out of the program. That's two assistants that moved on this past. He was at Summer League. I talked to him, and he was like, yeah, man, I'm doing something different now. I got to move on. You know, my time in college basketball kind of come to it. So
he didn't go to, he got completely out of coaching?
Norm Roberts and Coach Q have both stepped away from coaching.
Okay, okay.
Coach Townsend's still there, and the guy that stepped in is Jock Vaughn, former NBA coach and KU legend.
Well, oh, yeah,
so I just kind of wonder if to start this year, and we'll see how things play out with Coach Bill Self, but I wonder if Jock Vaughn is the next in line to possibly be the head coach. That'll be interesting.
I mean, some of these programs, they like to have that successor in waiting. I think we saw it with Dean Smith, you know, at Carolina. We saw it with Mike Krzyzewski at Duke. Like, sometimes you kind of have your guy in the wings and you have him on staff. That way you just slide it in with the cohesiveness.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take a break, come back, we'll get the headlines. That's next. All right, it's time to get into headlines. With CT Christopher Tubbs at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about a special event going on this weekend that may be of interest to some of you sports fans.
Yeah. Now, by the way, if you're interested in beer and baseball, we're going to be at Inbound Brewing tomorrow.
That is true. That's right. 6 o'clock tomorrow, we'll be at Inbound hanging out before the Twins.
That's right.
Twins and Nationals.
Should be like Jim Fossil, put our chips to the middle. This team is going to the playoffs.
I'm actually a little bit upset. Because why on Tuesday, when the Twins were at the Dodgers, it was a Twins Ticket Tuesday, why did we not get tickets to give away?
Well, we normally don't because of the day part. But I guess because we were later.
We were on until 8:30.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we could have done it. I think they just forget about us. They forget about us in a lot of
ways.
Don't
forget about us, please.
Don't you forget about me. No, 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 no. Hey, if you're still waiting for that real ID to show up in your mailbox, carrying around that giant piece of paper, your temporary license in your wallet, well, you are not alone.
I love that you're going here, because I had a friend that posted on social media a few, early this week, where's my real ID at?
Yeah, yeah. There are, what do the kids say, significant delays in getting a real ID. The applications and renewals done, the DPS leaders, they say first-time applicants should expect up to an 80-day wait. I mean, that is just short of 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, the delay is it's mainly due to major increase in applications as the May 7th federal deadline requiring a real ID for domestic flights approached. Now, Director of Driver and Vehicle Services, Pong Yang, says while he's aware of the customer frustration, they still don't have the staff capacity to go any faster. He says it's still very, very highly monthly numbers are coming through. We're working really hard to get this delay caught up. I anticipate by the end of the year, we'll be back to close to where we were processing. The standard is around 30 days, which puts the DPS nearly three times behind at the moment.
Yeah, this is so timely that you would have this in headlines, because I have a friend that on social media had posted about this specific topic. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think it's affecting a lot of people right now. They're like, well, okay, I did my part. Why don't you do yours? Hey, let's just go down to entertainment here. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, well, they were not holding back. The South Park creators tore into President Donald Trump and their bosses at Paramount in the animated show's season 27 premiere, which referenced everything from the company's controversial settlement with the president to its shock decision to cancel The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Comedy Central, where South Park airs, is owned by Paramount. That's an important part of the story. Now, the episode depicts Trump literally getting into bed with Satan, his lover, using actual photos of the president. It's the same depiction that Saddam Hussein received in the South Park movie. And Satan even comments that Trump and Saddam are portrayed exactly alike. There are a lot of other, you know, social culture issues. But this is very interesting because Matt Stone and Trey Parker just got a $1.5 billion contract with Paramount for 50 new episodes. And while Stephen Colbert is being, show's being sunsetted.
They got Colbert's back.
They
just got a bag and they're like, what you going to do?
It was an intense, I feel like they are now taking up the fight for Stephen Colbert. And I'm very curious, as a South Park fan, I was very surprised that they kind of went as hard as they did. But I just think it's fascinating that they got the bag, $1.5 billion, and they're like, the ink wasn't even dry in the contract, and they have already just, like, basically given the double bird to Paramount. So it's kind of like Stephen Colbert, what is he going to do in the next 10 months?
What's he going to do?
The next 50 episodes of South Park, they're already signed, sealed, and delivered.
What you going to do? When South Park comes for you?
Let me tell you something, brother. What are you going to do when Eric Cartman and his woke ideology runs wild on you? Kyle Brovlovsky, I'm looking at you, brother. Stan Marsh, you can't handle the 54-inch biceps.
That's awesome. Oof.
Let me tell you something, Henry Lake. Tesla shares sank Thursday after CEO Elon Musk said that the company could face what they call a few rough quarters as transitions to a future focused less on selling cars, more offering of people rides and self-driving cars. Now, late Wednesday, the electric vehicle maker reported another quarter of lackluster financial results, revenue dropping as much as 12% and profit falling 16%. Now, many prospective buyers have been turned off by Musk's foray into right-wing politics, and the competition is ramped up in key markets such as Europe and China. Now, Tesla faces the loss of the $7,500 tax credit and stands to make much less money from selling regulatory credits to other automakers after recent changes to federal law. Musk spent the call talking less about car sales and more about robo-taxis, automated driving software and robotics, which he says is the future of the company. But he acknowledged those businesses are a ways off from contributing to Tesla's bottom line.
Tesla's still struggling. Shocker. I've never owned a Tesla. Will probably never, ever own a Tesla as long as Elon Musk's attached to it. I'll say this. It seems as though, from what I've been told, man, the products aren't as good as advertised.
I think they were the first one on the market, so I think it's kind of like when I talk about, you know, Kleenex or a tissue, or, you know, you talk about automated vehicle, you know, electric vehicles, you talk about a Tesla. You say Tesla, and that's kind of like an overreaching brand. You kind of assume everything's the same. They were the first to the market.
Well, was this Rivian is something, right? Like, isn't that the name
of
the other?
And I honestly, I don't even know. I don't even know that much about it.
Yeah, I don't know that much about it, but I've seen them. I've seen the trucks. So, all right. Does that wrap up headlines? 55-50? 55-50. I wasn't sure if it was 55.
What you going to do, brother, when you get the time check right?
Coming up next, Andrea Graham from Minnesota Sports and Events to talk about a big event happening this weekend that you need to be at.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.